The apprentice found it difficult to catch up with the Wookiees, with their long reach and their familiarity with climbing. But when he came abreast of the big male, he tugged on a furry arm and brought him to a halt. "I can't understand your language," the apprentice said, cutting straight to the point. "But I hope that you can understand me. Some friends of mine have been taken prisoner by the Emperor. I need to find them. Can you help me?" The Wookiee shook his head, then roared at one of his fellows to come over. The two exchanged howls and grunts, accompanied by wild gesticulations. Then the second one nodded emphatically. Both turned to the apprentice with their teeth showing. He took that as a good sign. "So, you don't know, but you do," he said, pointing first at the big male, then at the other, a gangly Wookiee of indeterminate sex with patchy hair and bloodshot eyes. "Can you show me how to get there?" Both nodded. The big male held up one finger, then turned and bellowed at the rest of the group. Two more fell back, and the rest kept on going. "You four are coming with me?" He wasn't sure how he felt about that. They had three of the blasters among the four of them, but he hadn't been planning on leading an army. The big male looked indignant. "All right, all right. Lead the way." One big hairy hand came down on his shoulder and squeezed tightly enough to make his joint creak. Then they were moving as one. Four escaped Wookiees and a single human, intent on taking on the entire Death Star. They headed back to the trench. The scrawny Wookiee indicated that they should go west, following a route parallel to the trench. The Wookiee leading the way came to a sudden halt, looking confused. Ahead lay a complex tangle of pipes and hoses that could not be crossed. Judging by the accusations flying back and forth, it was obviously a feature of the evolving station that was new to all the Wookiees. They edged as close to open space as they dared and took stock. They were some distance now from the site of the breakout, but the alert had spread. Stormtroopers held their blasters at the ready. Walkers turned from side to side, raking the trench with their gun sights. Every 30 seconds, a squadron of TIE fighters screamed overhead. "I don't suppose there's an alternative?" he asked his furry companions. The big male indicated by gestures that the only other way was to backtrack some distance, descend to a lower level of the superstructure, then crawl under the trench to the far side. Thinking of time passing, the apprentice shook his head. "All right, I'll go first. Give me 10 seconds before you start firing, then another 10 before you stick your woolly heads out. I don't want any of you getting hurt unnecessarily." The big male made a "who me" gesture in mock outrage, then nodded. The apprentice waited until one of the patrolling AT-ATs was abreast with their hiding spot, then launched himself out into the open. Automated weapons emplacements spotted him instantly. Red weapons fire stitched lines of explosions across the station's patchwork hull as he ducked between the AT-AT's massive legs. Scooping up components from the nearest construction conveyor belt, he threw a series of high-speed missiles at the turrets, knocking the five in range out of commission. A stream of Sith lightning put the AT-AT itself out of action, and a good solid shove tipped it over with a crash, providing cover for the Wookiees when the time came to cross. The quartet had already started firing at stormtroopers converging on the scene. The apprentice deflected anything headed his way as he hacked into the side of the AT-AT and dropped into its munitions bay. The crew within was no threat, killed by the lightning, but he was careful not to knock any of the charges in case their contents had become unstable. He didn't want it to blow up just yet. Rigging a simple mechanical switch, he leapt back out and joined the fight. Another two walkers were approaching. He weakened the hull metal beneath their broad feet, sending them crashing down into the superstructure. The next TIE patrol was coming in fast. He waved at the Wookiees. "Come on!" Three of them emerged from shelter, leaving one killed in the firefight behind. The approaching walkers started firing, raising clouds of acrid smoke and shrapnel across their path. A second Wookiee fell, but the others didn't break step. Within seconds, they had caught up with him and were pulling ahead. Their guide pointed at an access panel gaping invitingly on the far wall of the trench. The apprentice put his head down and sprinted. Behind him, triggered telekinetically, the downed AT-AT exploded, expending all its stored munitions in one blistering blast. instead of destroying everything nearby, the blast was channeled along the trench and upward. Enclosing the two nearby walkers, the stormtroopers firing from the guardrails and the approaching TIE fighters. A new series of explosions followed the first, and the apprentice felt the superstructure kick beneath them. Fiery debris rained around them as they finally reached the hatch and threw themselves inside. They paused to catch their breath and to listen for pursuit. None came. Not immediately. Covered by the explosions, they had effectively disappeared. Well, that seemed to work. The apprentice wiped soot from his eyes. Their guide tugged at them, pointing along an access way barely big enough for the apprentice to crawl through. Accompanied by the sound of whooping sirens and collapsing superstructure, they hurried on their way.